let's go to the Gigolo Club over in Yancey. They got a...
Some genius. Hour of Swatching.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Ah, shut up.
Okay. Friends, this is Hour of Slack number 1040, but it's not really, because it's really Hour of Slack number 136. This is a rerun from, I guess it would be either late 1987 or more likely very early 1988. I think we were working on the book Three-Fisted Tales of Bob at that time. And the reason I'm running reruns again now is because we're working on another book. It's called the Subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bobliographon from Thunder's Mouth Press. It won't be out until August, but it has to be in by May 15th. So yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, is going to be very, very, very busy on this Third Testament and not on the Hour of Slack, although we will keep pumping them out somehow. Praise Bob.
Oh, yes.
Off in 3 minutes, folks. 3 minutes, and we're going to be up, up, and away off this dirt ball we call the Earth.
Pistol phone switch to arm, arm light on.
Up and away.
This is a show in which everybody's frustrated because we're not going to play the Rock and Away theme. No, we're not going to play it this morning, so you can sing it all you want.
Well, we never play the Rocket Away theme, dear friends.
No, no song.
Rocket to the moon. Rocket to the moon.
This doesn't look much like a moon to me. This isn't what I wanted to start this show off with. Oh, God, the show is ruined.
And so it was. The show never returned to Earth. Shot into the air by the antenna.
That should teach you for publishing lies about me in your technical journal. Now I have my revenge, Jack! Thank you, thank you, thank you. I shall also prove that in space, no one can hear you scream!
No, must get show back from hell. Not let hell keep...
Yes, fullness of time. You came to understand these things as part of the seasons. The great change of the Earth.
I don't mind telling you, I'm a little concerned.
Must keep oxygen going for one more hour, of Slack.
Oh, it is the Hour of Slack.
We'll be right back.
Yes, welcome, dear friends, to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, the voice of the Church of the Subgenius. And the specific voice you're hearing right now is me, Reverend Ivan Stang, here with the Willa Dobbs, who will take your calls, if you dare, at And we've had a lot of, you know, since there's a new show before us, and so we got new listeners, and they're kind of asking questions. They ask, just what is this so-called Church of the Subgenius? Well, my friends, I want you to know that the traitors, the cowards, the betrayers of the Subgenius won't say so, but today, two worlds are struggling for existence. The ideals of the Subgenius National People and the ideals of the Intangible International, as exemplified by the conspiracy. It began at the moment when the Pinks obtained citizenship in American states. The political emancipation of the Pinks was the beginning of a madness. A people who are not part of our race and blood, but were our race and blood unto themselves. They took root among the nations, and that blood called out to itself, and in time, the whole world became their nation, the nation of the Pink Boys. Little by little, the stock exchange began to run our national economy. This alien institution is almost entirely controlled one way or the other by the Pink Boys. In England and France, for instance, the Pink was able to hide himself so well he was taken for an ordinary citizen. And for this reason, anti-subgenius in these countries has no elemental force. And this is what has allowed Slack to fall apart there. Only there, only there could a form of government be set up where genius and individual energy could be dominated by a dead mass. And so it was child's play for the Pink Boys to use this to the interest of this invisible group. How long can this process of race betrayal go on? It will not cease until from out of this chaotic mass, one man, one Bob, suddenly rises up and seizes leadership, joins with the other comrades, and fans the rage of the people into an all-consuming flame of hate, hate against these exploiters and criminals who have never founded a culture of their own but have dragged hundreds of cultures down with them. The Pink spreads his conspiracy like a disease. The Pink controls the food traffic and so brings about starvation. Why? Why? So the ferment, the suffering, the need for revolution will never end. Because in world chaos, this talentless, abominable race maintains its strange power over the world. The Pink Boy wants war and causes war. He needs ignorance and promotes ignorance. We shall fight them across the face of the entire world. We shall gather our strength and strike them down. Subgenius and mutants of every nation must join in the struggle against the human race of exploiters and oppressors of all peoples. Oh, I hope that answers any questions about what is the Church of the Subgenius. Oh. Oh, yeah, but it's a nice church, you know?
Wow!
Other shows get in the way, though, and we can't tell the full truth, not in this reality.
Shall we look around and see what's happening down in our control room today?
Sure. Yeah, here comes the caller simulation.
Oh,
yeah, we substitute equations
that looks
of motion.
Very scary.
Caller dynamics, moments of inertia, and brain simulation, autopilot and stability control, propeller rotor effects on the ground effects area.
Look, it's talking to us.
Caller sits up and talks, yes, just like real life.
Just like a little bunny.
Now, this is supposedly a real question.
I've got diarrhea.
Look at his floppy ears. Too bad
about
his other
ears. Years to say that on the radio.
Well, 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 it's all an
amazing... Isn't it exciting? This show allows the common people to do anything they want to.
It's called glossolalia.
Yes. One. You should take out your tampons before you phone the show.
That's bears, doctors, not rabbits.
They're bears.
Well, they'll never really get it together. It's just a little teeny collar.
We're concerned.
My colleague is referring to the fact that the plug that the bear puts in his anus when he hibernates so that the ants cannot get in, it is called a tampion.
Of no escape.
Tampine.
Yes, it's a word not many people know, because not many people want to know about
people.
A bloody bear plugging
shocking.
Up his bloody bum.
True.
But other news,
back to normal. Daddy Bear's model boys for the show.
A large slimy object proved to be Cary Grant's Rolodex, which had been previously stored by
a warm, squishy
Reagan
place by Nancy
Reagan. In the interior of a large bivalve.
Now we're doing a close-up on the dome structures.
Gary Suffren of the seas.
And
it
here's the image processing, or the
like
HAL module.
Clam. Oh, hi, am I on TV?
Yes, of course.
Well,
I was showing his mission scenario now.
Oh, I know that you're not supposed to be looking at that. But,
oh, sorry, pull the camera up the head level now.
We'll be queuing that night of slack shooting tape in just a moment, Don. Yes. You'll
now,
be seeing that
using
tape
our
just
computer
in a moment
interfaces,
now. It's coming up.
We go into signal conversion mode, AED,
yes,
BD back to A.
We seem to have lost contact with our ground.
Using sound simulation to approximate tapes and records.
Of course, we can also play the historic music that was present on this occasion. Yes, we're all hoping to hear the music of the spheres here.
Yeah,
give us a call.
848-4425. That's 848-4425. Yeah. That was Dr. Howell. And Buzzling Evidence. On the KPFA show in Berkeley. Oh, Mike, that's another subgenius show. This is this subgenius show, and they all kind of mix up together. How much is that doggy in the window? Oh, yes, dear friends. And you see, it's all media. It's a big mess of media. And see, then there was a 5-minute religious radio program. Without recourse to nuclear weapons, and then a sitcom in which a white couple, Dan and Joni Clifton, are annoyed by Mr. and Mrs. Wog, the Pakistani couple who've moved in next door, whose overwhelming curry cooking smells and gives rise to a number of sardonic reports, and then a public service commercial informing the public that Soviet spies are rife and the technical centers best not speak to anyone you haven't known for years. You see, friends, it's all just radio, media, it saturates the public, it's the grid, according to John Shirley here in Eclipse Penumbra. It's a worldwide grid with information in wave after wave, each wave hitting all the local receiving centers, the cities more or less simultaneously. There's more of the grid's information, as superficial as each unit of information is, coming faster than ever before, and it doesn't matter if it's a lie or not, because it's all information. And people receive the information simultaneously, and they soak it up passively. Go ahead, listener, soak up, Bob. Because if the government claims there's a new strain of AIDS that you can only get from talking to commies, then 80% of the people hooked into the grid will believe the communist AIDS story implicitly, instantly, and everyone they run into has heard the same thing, so they all got it at once, and it seems to confirm itself by its very instantaneous prevalence, much like the Hour of Slack. And since little real substance exists in this hypothetical broadcast we're doing right now, there's nothing much to stimulate questioning. There's simply the basic Bull Dada storyline and testimony from a few experts the government keeps on tap for when it needs their tailor-made quotes to give the appearance of credibility. And maybe a flash of a chart to give us an impression that some serious study's been done, and bang, everybody believes it! You too, pal! And it becomes true for the public as kind of a consensus reality develops from the instantaneousness and ubiquity of the story. And that sort of thing makes the grid, our little grid here at KNON, a powerful tool for shaping society.
Trample into bloody pulp the sickly powers of darkness. So remember, as we wander through this charnel house, this abattoir we call life, that even though the future promises nothing, destruction looms ahead, and the end of all joys, old age wraps us.
Thank you. claimed the devil rode on his back, and this is why he was always up to no good.
I command you to throw dirt bombs at cars!
Yes, master.
His main activities were playing with matches and running down the alley with no pants on.
Ties and in the air. Ties and lots his underwear. Ties and say, me no care.
Pretty soon, he was considered a bad element. And you were automatically grounded if your mother caught you playing with him.
If we play with you, Mom said she'd cream us. Yeah.
Like I care. Big deal, you sissies.
Throughout the days of his childhood, he remained fearless and a born hellraiser. The only thing he was scared of was looking at Alfred E. Newman's face.
Ah!
Eventually, like anyone else, he turned 16. This shed a whole new light on things, like a car, which he took off in.
Come back with my car, you lousy kid!
I remember one time I told my brother that the music of Jimi Hendrix was ungentle. At that time, he was high on grass.
Shut up and get out of my room.
He was a real hit with girls, but not with their mothers. Often he was making out. Since I was older, I warned him of unwanted pregnancy.
Mike! You're gonna get it!
Shut up and get out of my room.
He went through what you might call a rebellious period, which included criminal acts, the world of drugs, music of the electric guitar, and a 1965 Mustang convertible. Outwardly, he seemed happy, but I knew better. The night of his high school graduation, he took LSD and wandered naked through a fountain expressing himself.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
On the way to the police station, I was trying to explain to our mom the concept of doing your own thing to provide understanding toward my brother's actions. However, she was not in the right space at the time.
You sacrifice your whole life for them, and this is what you get in return. Ingrate bum!
I encouraged my brother to expand his intellectual horizons. He, however, had his own ideas and went to work in a tire store. Eventually, he got a red Corvette. He is so materialistic, and it worries me. I mean, haven't you ever asked yourself, who am I? What are my goals in life?
Move in, will ya? I'm trying to watch Gomer.
If you'll turn the machine on. Are we getting through? Is anything happening? I mean, will you turn the right knobs? I mean, we're on the air. Is that good? Oh, you say we're getting there. Oh, fine. Good. Any minute now. Please be patient. I mean, it's very difficult to contact outer space. Oh, now they're coming through. Here they are. Wait, the questions will come any minute now. Here they are. Why, of course. Yes, we have many, many women here on Earth. They're beautiful, actually. They're different from men. In fact, women are extremely important to us here on Earth. I hope that answers your question. But is there anything else that you'd like to know? Well, I told you about the women. I mean, you're repeating the same question. maybe you don't have anything like that where you are. By the way, how are things where you are? Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. Is there anything else that you'd like to know? Oh, well, temperature here is very, very nice right now, actually. For the time of year, we like our weather. We're very pleased with it. It's been one of the warmest winters we've ever had. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that it's been so hot where you are. Well, that's the way things are, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm interested in knowing if you have hydrogen bombs where you are. Oh, I can tell by the way you said that. Is there anything that you'd like to give to us as a message from outer space that would mean something? Sorry to hear that you're so frightened of us. There's no reason. Our little attempts of science, we have absolutely no intention to do anything.
Oh, Ken Nordine, dear friends. Good old Ken Nordine. Ken, we want that story from you.
The following is another helpful tip brought to you by the Voice of the People. This tip is from the United States Department of Transportation on the proper way to wear your safety belts. The correct position is over the shoulder, across the chest, low on the lap, under the abdomen. To get rid of slack, pull the belt out at least 5 inches and let go. Slack is automatically removed and the belt will fully retract when the buckle is unlatched. Periodically check the amount of slack in your belt and adjust if necessary. Check your owner's manual for more information. So buckle up, America. When you start your engine, drive carefully. This helpful tip has been brought to you by the Voice of the People.
Where slack is taken up when you buckle that thing down tight, you better believe it.
Do you love me today? We came into your universe, each of us in his own ship, each ship containing the non-elements of the void from which we came. Our first target was this planet, Earth. We were to rejoin here to blend our frequencies. But I have no experience with time and space. I lost my way. I became separated from the others.
We cannot find the other shows.
Take me to them.
Help us that find what the other shows.
You must. They are useless without people. I am the fundamental
planet.
Mine is the lowest frequency. Complex vibration.
The annihilating vibration.
Yes, the annihilating
first of all,
blow up
the Earth and then the entire universe.
He wouldn't do it, but you will, won't you?
Oh, friends, I know that you will. I know that you'll do it. You'll help us find our respective vibrations. We'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Listen to that lovely, lovely music in the background. More Zug's Rift. Our beloved friend and comrade, Zug's Rift. Here to play a little bit of... This is Zug's Rift, or Concerto number 7 in 8G. Furniture you'd like to get rid of, clothes you don't wear, toys and clothes your children have outgrown, the Calvary Arms Project can take it off your hands for you and distribute it to people who can use it. You may personally take it to Calvary Arms, 4900 East Bonnie View, behind Holy Cross Church. Or you may call them at to arrange for it to be picked up. That's Calvary Arms at 371-0-4-5-6. And they'll do it. They'll take the furniture, toys, and clothes that you don't need and give them to those who does need them. So be kind and get with it. Be like a religious person and be nice.
Well, that's what we think. How about you? Give us a call here. You know, you're on the air.
What was that beast you're talking about?
I was talking about the beast with a million eyes. The beast that lurks in the dark outside of the angles of our mundane geometry, which hints at terrifying cracks and crevices in other anti-human universes which lead off concatenating along the corridors of infinities of terror.
Wow, where'd it come from?
Well, it's right here. It came from Woolworths. It's 99 cents.
Interpretations.
It's made of one piece of polyestrene plastic. One must perform the experiment itself to find out what happens. But now the Subgenius Show is going to give away a little secret that's not going to be discovered by anybody else for about 200 years. And that is that solar systems such as our own create gravity wells in which Einsteinian forces are indeed dominant. But outside these wells, all sorts of hyper-elongations of our temporal simulacra may be encountered and in fact frequently exist in the eternal byways between the receding stars. And what about the crab-like beings that fly on membranous wings from the outer planet in our solar system to land in the New England hills and capture unwary souls to be eternal travelers captured in gleaming steel cylinders? Only their brains travel between the stars clutched in the coiling tentacles of the beings known as the Migo.
It's terrifying.
That's true, but that's on the other side of the country from us. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about the cult of the evil serpent god and the mysterious anti-human Bathshogi serpent man. Hello, you're on the air.
Is it true what they're saying about the modern-day broadcaster?
Wow. Friends, hey, we got an interesting little technical thing here. Up on tape deck number one, we would normally hear this Herself the Elf tape. See, I know that you all want to hear a Herself the Elf tape, and it would have formed a perfect counterpoint against Hal's insane rantings there, but listen to that. See, all you get is hiss. Listen to that. It's like a backwards Herself the Elf. What sort of demonic... What have they done to this? My daughter's Herself the Elf tape.
It's a songbird with a very special song just for you.
No, that's okay. Now, friends, see, we don't mind that you hear us having all sorts of little minor technical whip-arounds here on the Hour of Slack because it's within our Slack, baby. Like that one Bobby said that one time. Hey, man, like... I hate you, but I love you because it's like within your Slack. Let's see what happens on number two there. God, that's weird. Well, okay. All right, fine. We won't play anything if that's the way this... Man, the only professional tape I have in here, it doesn't even work. Ridiculous. We'll clean all those people.
Okay, but there is a show. We're reeling in confusion down here, but there is a show. Ew. One of the code words that you'll need to get back out of the show.
Just say ew and listen for this special signal. E-ah, e-ah. The
that you'll hear later on in our program. Dial us then and you'll win the free refrigerator and the expensive imported Cadillac converter kit, which makes your car into a beautiful simulacrum of Oscar Mayer's original classic 1950s popular weenie mobile.
Uh-oh, two shot. Hypophony. This is a fill-in shot we'll use in, at around 5:30.
Hey, don't give it all away. You know, sometimes the magician likes to keep the mechanics of his craft.
Well, I guess. So people are often interested in just how they do the show.
Why, you cynic, you exploit the marvelous mystical make-believe of the show, exposing its secrets as the cheap stagecraft.
I join the audience in make-believing this is a show.
And yet, maybe there's some slight thing worthwhile. Even so, even though you may reveal it to be
earlier. See, I gave the time
all sham and gallifrey.
The one moment of worthwhileness.
A simple thing, but a good thing.
Yes.
And you might say a right thing.
An easy to repair show.
Like a shaft of sunlight.
You know.
Screaming through the window. And landing right on this little fella.
Here on his posterior.
It's sunburning the little lad. Look at that.
Humiliating.
No. It burned him to a cinder. Too much solar radiation can do that.
Well, you know, mostly I think it's the sailors that are late but are supposed to show up now.
They're wheeling baby number two under the big lens now.
And the dogs are just so happy to tear it apart.
As well as the sawing competition in Woodwork, Connecticut.
Watch this.
Oh!
When is it time for the change, friends? Well, you can tell by the beached pigs from Diffuser. Yes.
A toast to the booty. We'll dance to that.
Or how else can you capture a boogie if you don't attack from the back? To the rear march.
My name is what some people call me the bone.
Bacon booty, I move as in the world.
I'm like a camel pumping the fleas. I'm up to my hurricane balls, yeah.
I've got jam in my lead, and I'm ready to spread.
So baby, may I have this dance?
Here's a toast to the boogie. We'll come to that and up.
Call me the phone.
Oh, and then I find a way.
Be show, it be P-Funk and the Rainmakers, you know, because the Church of the Subgenius is a collective thing, not like in communism, but the opposite. It's like one splattered body made up of thousands of individuals, all quirky, all their eccentricities channeled when they feel like it into this thing we call our church. It is the bridge between the things unbridgeable. It's where East meets West, where the Indians and the black people forgive the white people, and the Anglos forgive the Romans, and the Greeks forgive the Romans, and the monsters forgive their creators. That's where the subgeniuses come from, friends, the other side of the world. So watch out for them. because that's where it all comes from. All this sub-genius stuff comes from. It doesn't come from Dallas. It comes from all over the world. Because the church is indeed the ultimate flattener of cultural differences, and yet it's that which exaggerates cultural differences and will die to protect them. The Church of the Subgenius is a weird clubhouse, friends, where the door says weirdos only, and that means it's all nice folks, despite their galactic differences, because the most unusual thing these days is to be nice to your neighbors and let them get away with murder as long as it doesn't hurt you or anybody else, and that's a lot to ask of a religion. I mean, all the great religions suggest that same dumb thing, be nice, but that is the very first message to get lost as soon as that religion gets some good PR, and that's a sick thing, friends. That's what we stand against. Bob Dobbs, that mighty man Bob Dobbs, set up a religion that you can believe in only as long as it works, and when it does burn out, hell, you can go on to something else. For the subgenius is a creature upon whom culture does not depend. Culture's the last thing we care about. Style, all that mess, up to you. As far as we're concerned, we only want you to know that you're not the only one who feels he or she must be the only one. Because, yes, you are. And so are we. And we dig it, baby. We're digging it, you know? The only one. See, we don't want a one-world government. No, nay, nay. We want as many governments as possible. We want 5 billion independent governments. Every man and woman with their own law. Every yard a kingdom. Every couple a king and queen. Every child and dog a serf. Each with its own territorial imperative, unimpeded by the assholism or censorship or crap from others, except when they cause a lack of slack to others. Where has the idealism of insanity gone, my friend? What's the problem? What has Niki wrought? Why can't you people just simply get back to Bob? Are ye so blind in your incomes and entertainment? Must material slack mean spiritual blindness? No, no, we think not. That is only a condition of the conspiracy under which you all now live. That is not a condition under Bob. Bob is the answer, friends. Bob is the answer. Just give up your critical capacity. Just thank Bob. Because what else is there, huh? Huh? What else makes more sense? Does your stupid human existence make any more sense than Bobby? Nay, nay! So face it, give up! Join us, humans, and pretend you're one of us. Send in that membership application fee. We want to know who you are, and we won't tell the government. We won't sell your soul for less than top dollar. So get with Bob, or else. And if you need more information, please do call the Willa Dobbs here at 823-7900, or write to the Church of the Subgenius for information. From P.O. Box
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Yes, friends, that's Bob at Box
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. www.subgenius.com.
Oh, yeah.
It appeals to not only kids, but also adults, because we all think about, gee, if I knew then what I know now and went back to high school.
What do they got to say, son?
What will be the next evil dispensation from the Church of the Subgenius following the sponsored virus of the Macintosh computer across these United States?
The plague of boils on the buttocks of raining toads falling from the skies like the torments of ancient Egypt. Hello, you on the air? Yes, I know, all the way home.
Truth. Friendly.
Yes, yes, all the way home. Right.
Sometimes yes. Succeeds.
These bibulous seeing through boobos. These bufonic toad-like croakers. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm having trouble staying three-dimensional.
Boy, you weren't the only one. What are you? 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 What are you?
How can the Church of the Subgenius help me?
Well, it started 50-100 million years or so ago when chemicals were mixing in the sea. They kept mixing and kept mingling until they felt a little tingling, and that tingling was the start of you and me. Now that stuff called protoplasm in the early ocean's chasm was the first stuff on our planet that could feel. And if what it felt was lonely, it's because it was the only stuff around that could continue to congeal.
And the other exemplary multi-dimensional anarchism of our professional prolapse.
Space is actually a fairly benign environment once one removes the interfering bodies, which traveling at velocities peculiar to them may inflict damage on the purely sessile object. However, if one only cruises along in the galactic plane at a mean speed derived from the averages of all nearby bodies, and some of them can be very remote indeed, there's nothing more peaceful than to coast eternally betwixt the black holes of space.
Now you say you're hungry, you might want something to eat. Oh, I ain't got no bread, but I can give you some meat.
Yes, friends, you can get you some meat.
Now when the rooster and the hen go to the barbecue place, all the hen have chicken, how do they do it that way?
Well, friends, you can find out how they do it that way from the Church of the Subgenius, P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Yeah, as you callers, those of you who've heard this show for the first time tonight, I pity you. Oh, I pity you. But you can clarify things by, calling up.
www.subgenius.com.
Or writing for information to that box we just gave you. Or hang around your local bookstore and just keep your eyes open for that mighty word, subgenius. That's right. And you'll see there's far, far more in your heaven and earth than you ever dreamt in your philosophies.
Are you supposed to be in this office? Let me see your pen.
I don't have one. I'm new here. When my character first gets to high school, he's faced with a little bit of a problem. He has to register. Who's he going to register as? He can't register as himself.
Distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies. Malcolm X.
No sellout.
Malcolm X.
No sellout.
Malcolm X.
No sellout.
Malcolm X.
We know it's the truth.
Malcolm X.
No sellout. You can't deny that. You may not like my singing, but you can't deny it. If you're afraid to tell the truth, why, you don't even deserve freedom.
You can't say that you're not going to have an explosion and you leave the condition. And as long as those ingredients, explosive ingredients, remain, then you're going to have the potential for explosion on your hands.
Here, Phil, for you is a Mothers of World War II, Inc. membership certificate made out to Mrs. Hazel Yoder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The pledge to the flag is on the other side.
Do you know that unmarried women could be made mothers of the Second World War around 1942, I think, when we were in our most serious danger, and it looked like, indeed, we wouldn't be able to win the war for at least another year or two.
Yeah.
Our great low point. Women were marshaled in by, remember, Field Marshal Marshall, Marshall Plan, or Marshall Plain, actually, because they were rolled down into these large buildings where these, here comes one now, women like this in these
just
large...
Just put it right over there.
Yeah.
Over there.
She's wearing a turtle can, you'll notice, which keeps her moist-proof, and women, particularly unmarried women, were made official mothers of the American Revolution, which was what they were told the Second World War was.
Was this the same time that Bob Jones and Lloyd Nolan were chosen by computers?
To be first president and vice president of the U.S. Inc.
That's right.
That's right. Bob Jones, you've seen his cutout. He's on the one groat, and Lloyd Nolan's on the five.
The five groat, yeah.
Yeah, a computer just in 1969.
Have you got that new money system down now, Peter?
The change happened
while I was away.
Happened at the same time as the earthquake, which made it difficult for a lot of people to get with it.
Yeah, I'll bet it did.
But,
I mean, barrels of Grossman's now replacing those little, folding the green stuff. The Secret Service has taken is confiscating all of the smoking papers made to look like $100 bills.
But they won't tell anybody because it's a secret.
Oh, small sorry. Planet near.
No, you can. They won't.
And he will not be killed by rampaging Yakutizma in 1991 and end up with his head dangling from the Yakutizma equivalent of a rearview mirror in one of their vehicles. Nothing,
friends. Well, stay tuned for coming up. That was a little bit of Firesign Theater's old radio show. We would like to play more of that. Couldn't. Had to get from one deck to the other.
Robert Guinness blanket.
Malcolm X was that wonderful piece before Firestein Theater. The music was by D.K. Jones. Music and cut up by D.K. Jones and Huge Voodoo.
So we'll let the Swingin' Love Corpses take us out with this lovely rendition of Hand Job from the Swingin' Love Corpses. And,
See that boy, he's only 8. He taught them how to masturbate. See that girl on Christmas Eve. She's the one who made my fingers sting. Hand job. See that girl, she all dead.